Bonjour, bonsoir, dear friends, and welcome to JCB Live. Today, we're going to be traveling to a fabulous place, one of my favorite in the world and in the United States. This is with our great friend in Texas. They've created something amazing. Husband and wife, the beautiful Jerry and the fabulous Larry. Can you believe together they run an amazing business? It's called the Danini Custom Jewelry. We became friends instantaneously. They love wine. They love jewelry. They're passionate about one another. They're big entrepreneurs. They had a lot of success in the tech world. And they elected to go to the jewelry, to the fashionable world of luxury. And that's so exciting. And we thought, dear friends, you would want to meet them. They're in Woodland, Texas. They have this amazing store, unbelievable. And they do some of the best custom jewelry there is. So I'm delighted that we can count them as friends. And Amen. They are promoting our wines. So here they are, Larry and the beautiful Jerry. Look at this. Look at what's happening. Yeah, baby.
Clink, 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 clink. Cheers.
It's so exciting to be together in your fabulous destination. So, big question. I'm going to start with the tough one.
Okay.
How is it to be, as husband and wife, owning a business together?
That's a question we get a lot. As a matter of fact, the question is, are you crazy? That's usually the question that they say. But for us, it's a perfect dynamic for us. Larry and I are so different. We're so opposite. So I think
we look at things a lot differently, which yes. really helps us see the other side. And we'll toss ideas and concepts and what we heard back and forth. We often get a better picture of what the customer's looking for because we both hear something different with a different perspective. So it allows us to build a better solution.
And on that note, you're both saying you look at things differently. Give us an example, and how do you share responsibilities within the business?
A good question. We do look at things a lot differently. I love jewelry, and I love how it feels. I love how it looks. And so a lot of times I look at it from a woman's perspective. Because I know how she wants to feel. I know how she wants that piece of jewelry to portray. And so where Larry is more on the technical side.
Does it fit right? Is it going to be a long-term piece? Is it going to take the wear or the abuse? Or is it going to bang around well? So those aspects and how the pieces fit together is more what I'm thinking of when they're talking.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So, you know... Larry, I take it you've had a lot of experience taking off jewelry out of Jerry's beautiful body, I'm sure. So you have a good practice. How they open the clothes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. it all started on our honeymoon. And so that's how we got into the jewelry business, is we met a jeweler on our honeymoon. And Larry bought me a piece, which was part of a huge collection. And of course, I wanted the whole collection. And why not, right? And so, but we decided that there are things that could have changed about it. And so we went back to the jeweler several times. And at that point,
he said, you're the designers and the web wizards. And we had the technology background. He said, you have all this background behind you. Let me help you get into the business. So he brought us into the jewelry business along with the technology that we had experience in.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you met him, you got inspired, and suddenly you started your own business. Quite incredible.
It's been crazy ever since.
Yeah.
And tell us about the transition of your successful previous business in high tech to starting a business in jewelry and wine experiences and amazing home furniture and design, because, you know, your destination is incredible. It's not just jewelry.
Right. That is true. We, so what helped us is when we worked for an IT company, and they always taught us to run a business as if it was our own. And so they would tell us, like, we would have to be, you know, fiscally responsible and understand of what it would take to run a business. So for us, we used those IT skills and we actually brought it to the jewelry industry. We were one of the very first ones to actually have a internet store. And so, and at that time, it was not very popular. Let me tell you that. They did not like, other jewelry stores did not like the fact that we were online. But we knew for our clients, that was the wave of the future.
And our clients kind of drug us the rest of the direction. And when listening to them, a lot of our clients were also very strong wine clients. And they brought us into their desire for a solution is what brought us into the wine business. And that has grown through our wine club and added more and more responsibilities for us. Or can you do this? It's like, yeah, we can figure out a way to do that.
Yeah.
So that's why it keeps growing. When we started with the storefront, the other side of that was, well, if you were going to the store, what would you like to find? And that's led us a lot in our purchases and what we've added to the store beyond just the jewelry and the wine.
Right. You know, and a lot of times I buy what I love. Right. So it made it so easy. You know, like one of the things that we carry are the Passati umbrellas. And I know that you have those as well.
We love them.
You know, we love them too. And we use them to decorate. And but that's just an example of something that I just loved it. And I guess I honestly wasn't sure if anyone would buy it or not, but I just knew that I liked it. And so, and if I needed, you know, if I could have 12 different umbrellas, I would just keep them, you know. So,
you really created a lifestyle within your fabulous store. And this is where you are right now, right? I recognize the background. You are in your beautiful store as we speak.
Yes, we are. We are. And it is, our tagline is indulge in life's luxuries. And so, and that is truly a lifestyle that we love to do and that we want our clients and guests to love as well. When they walk through Danini, we want it to be an experience. We want them to feel welcome. We want them to see something that they may have never seen before, taste something that they've never drank before, and just, you know, let them feel the love of Danini.
Tell us about the piece you've first created together, because I understand I'm going to toast to that with my Buena Vista Chardonnay, because this is the first California winery and we're talking about the first piece you've ever created together. So cheers to you.
Thank you
for using our wonderful Baccarat glass that you promote as well.
We love the Baccarat glasses. And that's, again, another luxury. And so we love to have, and our guests really appreciate it too, that we have them here. That they don't have to drive to Houston to go get them, that they can just buy them here in the Woodlands. So,
well, you're all about promoting the top. And that's what I love, is you're all about promoting luxury and as well accessible luxury too.
So I'll let you start with the first piece that we designed.
Which one? Oh, the ring?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we were preparing for a jewelry show. There's a global jewelry show that happens once a year in Vegas, and they allow you to exhibit depending on. So we decided to bring Danini to that global jewelry show and show our pieces. We were working on several designs, and our daughter came by and went, "Where's mine?"
She was 8 at the time, right? So she was 8 years old, and she saw that we were designing a new collection. And her comment was, well, I don't see my collection in there. Where's my collection?
I love it.
So we decided she was absolutely right. So we needed to start designing a collection, which is called Victoria Rose, named after our daughter.
Wow.
Go ahead.
So we, we started with the rose. Her, of course, she was born in Texas. So Yellow Rose of Texas was the starting point. And then we added the ruby for her birthday in July and then created the rose to go with it. It also has, I don't know if you can pull it up there close to the camera. It also has a mother and daughter spiral on the shank to remind us of mother and daughter, along with the thorns that go in all relationships. So that's what we created. It won the second place in design competition for global that year.
So we were real happy. And Victoria Rose obviously was thrilled to, you know, for her namesake, that it was her piece that we designed that, you know, was recognized. So
this is brilliant, because as you know, the piece you have of mine next to yours was designed as well with my daughters. So my daughters, which is really so fun. So basically for you, it was that first piece was a family creation for her, dedicated to her.
Yes. You know, and it was funny because we were just so proud, because we submitted a couple of pieces, but the one that actually got the most, notice was the Victoria Rose ring. It was also named by Forbes, .com, what to buy your mother for Mother's Day. So we were really happy that Forbes recognized the Victoria Rose collection. So,
well, this is a very big deal. So tell us about Danini and how you came up with the name and how it's becoming such a great designer brand as well, that you have such great vision to design and craft those pieces and make them for people, and you have such a great following.
So the name Danini, we get that question all the time. Is your name Danini? And even though people call us the Daninis all the time, it's not our last names, you know. But it was named after the family that we met on our honeymoon, the jeweler, who actually got us into the business. So we felt, to honor him, that would be the best, you know, to name the company after him and his family. So so that's how we...
We took the first two initials of his family name, of his wife and his son and himself, and created Danini out of those initials.
Love it. And again, a lot of respect to that first meeting, a lot of respect to the history and the heritage, as well as your daughter. So this is great. You're not going to rename the company Victoria Rose, are you?
We've talked about doing a separate Victoria Rose franchise. We have talked about doing something like that. So that's on our future radar for sure. Yes.
Because that's, I can tell you, that's a great name.
Thank you.
She's currently studying to be a rock hound. She loves geology and stones and is studying quite a bit to pursue that side of the business.
Yes, but she's quite the designer too. So she's already started making her own jewelry. So yeah, I'm sure that there will be a Victoria Rose company soon.
I think it would be great. So where do you see the evolution of design in jewelry? What's what type of pieces are you developing more now, and where do you see, you know, what people are attracted to?
So what we get probably the most requests is to take jewelry that belong to their mother, their grandmother, their father, and to take the stones out of all those pieces and then to create something new out of it. For example, just this week, we have a piece of jewelry that is a pendant with three diamonds in it. And it belonged to a friend of mine. It was her father-in-law who gave it to her. And so we are taking those three stones out and we're making earrings and a pendant. And then we're putting different things around it to totally change the look of it 100%. But still, it still has that, you know, that heirloom. You know, it's still her father-in-law's diamonds that she will get to wear every single day and take with her. So people are very emotional about their jewelry because it is one-of-a-kind pieces. And it's something that they want to have and pass down from generation to generation.
Yeah, so you're keeping basically the heritage and the history of the family diamonds or rubies or sapphires or whatever stone, but you're redesigning them to modern times or to their wishes.
Yeah, exactly. We do a lot of that redesign from from heirlooms that the families have had. We found these in the trunk. I'm not sure where they came from, but they were in grandma's possessions when we cleaned out the house. And we often remount and reset those into the newer stocks.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So, Jerry, I just saw you sipping in this wine. So would you be so sweet to describe it for us? Because I know you have an amazing palate. We've tasted a lot of wines together, and I'm always so impressed. How could this young lady know so much about wine?
It's hard work. We all have our cross to bear.
Lots of practice. That's what I say. Lots of practice. To be honest with you, I've been so blessed. Your employees here that work with Wisse, Woody, he has been so great to me.
He's amazing.
And he's taken the time to educate me on the wines and educate our wine club members. As a matter of fact, we're doing another event this Thursday with our wine club where we will be tasting through more of the Wisse collection. And so, and it's funny because when I learned about I love Chardonnay. And when I learned about the Buena Vista Chardonnay, it was just perfect. It's not too oaky, not too buttery, just perfectly balanced. It's full mouth. It is just a fantastic, fantastic Chardonnay. So something that you can, you know, drink it with dinner or even drink it by yourself. So I absolutely love it. We can't keep it in stock. We sell a ton of it.
Well, thank you. And Larry, do you like it as well? What does it make you
think? Perfect blend. Very, very good.
And make a cheer together. We want to hear that beautiful sound of the crystals. Show us how.
And a beautiful, it sounds like a bell, right? A beautiful bell. And it's still going. You can still hear it. I love these laughs.
Now, tell us, Jerry, as well, how wine and jewelry fit together.
Okay.
And why it makes sense for both of you to promote wine, jewelry, and so many beautiful lifestyle products.
For us, the way we got started in the wine business was I had a friend of mine who worked for a distributorship. And he came to me and actually he owned a distributorship. And we realized that the jewelry clients and his wine clients were the exact same clients, that they were overlapping all the time. And we would go and we would just say, you know, every event we went, we would see each other there and see all the same clients. And so he came to me and said, Jerry, you need to get into the wine business. You know, and I was a little nervous because I was like, well, I just started drinking wine, so I'm having to learn. And obviously I learned very quickly. And so, but it's the same client. So for example, when we create a ring for something like an engagement ring, now we can offer them not only the ring, but we can offer them the champagne for their bridal showers, their wine for their weddings, the gifts that they're going to have for their groomsmen, for the bridesmaids. So it really just adds one extra layer of service that we can provide to the same client. And so it's like a one-stop shop. So we allow people to sip and shop in our store. So it allows them just put all the pieces together. It was just a really easy extension, if you will.
So when you come shopping, you get a glass of wine?
Well, you can pay for a glass of wine. It just depends on what kind of wine too. So yeah, we love the JCB 21, and that is probably between that and the Buena Vista cab. I don't know if you know how much of your cab we sell, but our clients love it here in Texas. Love.
Thank you. Well, and you love history as well, which, you know, is very exciting to see because you're very much into telling a story, which is what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
And now, where do you see the experience in general? Do you see a lot more people as a trend enjoying wine, shopping, selecting things for their homes? Do you see that as a big trend in the U.S. in general and in Texas specifically?
That's a great question. When we first when we first wanted to open the store, we got some pushback, not where we're at now, but in other locations, because they couldn't understand the concept of having not just one thing. In other words, they were like, but you're a jewelry store. But I would be like, yeah, I'm a jewelry store, but I also sell wine. And I also sell candles, and I also sell
furniture.
And so now that the store is open, people understand the concept and they really appreciate it. And it's become to where they know they can come in, they're welcome, they can get a glass of wine, they can sit at the bar if they want to for a little bit, they can pick out things for their loved ones. We make a list for them, so that they can, you know, we can put it back, we can gift wrap it for them. But they just love the fact that it's all the luxury items in one place.
That's brilliant. Now, have you seen over the last 16 months, people investing a lot more in their home and wanting to be home more and created a unique environment as well?
Oh, absolutely. People are definitely spending money on their homes, yes. So, and they're wanting to change their homes. I guess being at home, you know, during this past year, they spent a lot more time at home than they normally would. And so, yes, they see things that they want to change. They have the time now to actually make the changes. And then a lot of folks, since they weren't spending a whole lot of money, now they have the money to spend it. And so
and a few of those people have depleted that cellar, and it really needs to be restocked. So, you know, there are critical issues that have to be addressed.
That's right. They need their wine.
I totally agree with you. Well, talking about that, you going faster than I am. I'm going to finish my Chardonnay.
Oh, sorry.
I know you love your cap. So tell us both about why this wine is one of your guests' favorite.
It's just such an easy, everyone loves this wine. Everyone. And I so appreciate that the fact that you have the smaller bottles as well. So if somebody just wants to have a couple of glasses of wine, then they can still get a fabulous Napa cab and not have to buy the whole bottle, but just buy the smaller bottles. It just works out perfectly. And and the price point's so great too. Right. So because it's a true Napa cap, it's fabulous. And so people will take it. They'll sip on it. They may, a couple may share a couple of the little bottles, or they may just share one of the little bottles and then purchase one of the regular size bottles to take home with them. So this has definitely been.
How do people react, Jerry, on the taste profile? What do you think makes this wine such a success? Because for me, it's really the iconic wines for any foreigner coming to Napa Valley, or whenever I go to any countries around the world, this is my go-to wine as well, because it really showcases a phenomenal and splendid, you know, history in the glass. What's your view of that?
Well, and I love the history in the glass as well, because we like to tell the story as well. So the fact that it's the oldest winery, you know, and we love to tell that story. But honestly, it's just so tasty. It's just delicious. And people like it because it's easy to drink. It's very smooth. And yet it's full bodied, though, you know, and a lot of times people will sit at the bar with and have just a small snack with it. But it goes with everything. And I would definitely say this is our number one cap that we sell here in our store.
Well, thank you. We're grateful and honored and excited about it, because you have such a great wine club and great following as well. Now, when you go home together, and I know your destination is your home as well, where you are right now, how do you get away from business discussions and succeed then to be husbands and wives?
But that same passion that we put into the store, we put into our personal time together.
Absolutely.
And our relationship is what drives the store. So when we lock the doors at night and head to the house, that relationship continues, and so does that passion. But it's very important for us to have our own time and our family time with our daughter. That recharges us and re-energizes us for the next day.
And helps with creativity. Right. So you're absolutely right. It does recharge us. It helps us to relax. And through that, you know, that's when your creativity to me is the best. It's when you're feeling relaxed and you enjoy each other's company. And then that's when I feel like the most creative.
And how do you get inspired, both of you, to keep creating, to keep building? What really inspires you besides one another?
Yeah, I would say it's our clients. I mean, they have such belief in us. I mean, I would have to say, I mean, that's what helps me get up in the morning. Is I know that our clients are going to be waiting on us, and they're excited to see what we've created. And they, you know, especially if it's an heirloom piece that we're making for them, just the time that we get to spend. We spend a lot of time one-on-one with our clients so that we get to know them. We understand who they are. We understand where they want to go. We know their families. And that, to me, is an inspiration.
And they bring a lot of ideas to us that they're thinking about, or I thought of, and I saw something I like, but I really like to change it. Can you help me envision how that change would work, and how do I can make that my personal piece? And it's always something new every time you deal with clients. It's a little different than from what you've done in the past. You bring that experience with you to help you guide you, but it's their new ideas that drive you.
And there's nothing more exciting when you're presenting it to them, you know, so that they can see. Because, for example, I don't know if you can see this right here. This is a drawing that we did for the Victoria Rose ring. So the drawing, it goes from a drawing to a CAD, a computer-aided design. Yes. And then from there, that's what we show the client. So that's what we start with. But then when you get to present them with the real piece, they're just so excited.
Can you show us more of the drawing, if you don't mind,
sure.
Jerry and Larry? Yeah, great. Wow. So you start this way and then you refine it.
Yes.
Like, it's beautiful roses and unbelievable different tones of rubies and wow. So from there they tell you, modify this, change this, or I would like that, and then you start working.
Yes, exactly. You know, and sometimes, you know, and it's a process. I always tell clients, it's a process, because what we start with sometimes is not the finished product. Oh, yeah, there you go. That's a great picture.
I want one. Amazing.
There you go. So when we start with the client, sometimes they think they know exactly what they want. But once we go through the process, they realize, well, that's not really what they wanted at all. They want something completely different. And that's great for us because it gives them that time that they need to understand what they really want to have. And that's so, and it's because of the CAD, the computer aided design, which is our background in technology. Which allows them to actually see what the piece is going to look like, the finished piece.
The other nice thing is about the computers, you can take that ring that's going to end up being this size and make it this big on the computer so they can see all the detail, and you can add a lot more to it and then shrink it back down to the real size.
That's so cool. So tell us, what would you say is your greatest accomplishment? Because there's so many besides your daughter, Victoria.
Yes. It's our relationship by far.
Yeah.
It took us a long time to get to be together. And we don't take it for granted, not a single day. So,
It's us.
Yeah. Being together.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never had that answer. I love it. You're giving me shivers of excitement. I love it. And I see it when we physically together, that very unique, magnetic attraction you have to one another. This is so great to witness. So thank you for sharing and being honest on that. Now, what is your dream?
we have a lot of dreams. We've been asked by several people to franchise our store. So that is a dream that we are trying to figure out how to make that work and how to put all those pieces together.
Sure.
We have a lot of designs that we talked about and created on paper that are like 90% of the way there that we haven't cast into real jewelry yet. So we have a lot of dreams sitting there in the pool ready to go that we'd love to make when we get the opportunity. But, you know, there's never enough time. And I would rather spend time with Jerry than working on something else. So it's important to focus on what's important to you.
I would like to make my own wine. That is definitely a passion of mine that I would love to make. So we originally had our winery license, but we had to put that on hold when we moved to this location. So we still have it, but it's technically on hold. But that is definitely a passion of mine. I absolutely would love to make my own wine. Indulge, yes.
Wow, indulge. I love it. Well, as you know, we have secret indulgence, so you can indulge in secret with us to start. And then you'll indulge, and we can make it together. So anytime you're ready, you tell us.
That's wonderful. We are very passionate about that.
And until then, if you need to do additional research, we can do that.
You're welcome anytime. We love to see you and to be with you. Now, you both dressed in blue, and you have an attraction for the big blue, meaning going deep into the ocean. Can you tell us more about that?
We do. I'm originally from Florida, so I do have we both are scuba divers. We love the ocean. We love spending time on the beach. There's nothing more relaxing to me than just hear those waves crash and, you know, just spend some time together at the beach. So, you absolutely nailed it. You are correct. We absolutely love spending time at the beach.
On the waves or under the waves, it doesn't matter.
Yes, exactly.
Above and below. So now, maybe the last big statement for all our friends with us today on this beautiful May 14th Friday that are going to go and now celebrate and have a great dinner or have a lot of fun for the weekend. What big message would you like to share? I'd love to hear from both of you independently as a big message to everyone watching and everyone loving you and celebrating your success as well, because you've been such a phenomenal success and great inspiration to us all.
Well, my thing is success doesn't happen overnight. And you will have failures, but it's amazing how much I've learned from my failures more than I learned, I think, from my successes. So don't be afraid to go for your passion, and don't be afraid to try something that you've never done before, because it's only through that are you going to grow. And therefore, I have no regrets. So that would be my thing that I would like to tell people is go for it. Try it. Jump off the cliff. Go try something. So what about
I agree. Your dreams are what you need to follow. You need to guide yourself toward them. Keep those dreams in front of you. I've always thought of this. I've always thought of that. Keep those dreams where you can see them and focus on them. A step closer. As Jerry said, it's not going to happen overnight. But if you keep walking toward those dreams, you will achieve them. And that's what keeps us driving us down the road. A lot of things that we look behind us and see that we've accomplished were dreams we didn't think we could obtain.
Right.
But a step further, you can obtain those dreams. It's just another step in the step in the road, and you'll get there.
I love it. So in other words, we got to dream alive, and accomplish our dreams. I love it. Well, dear friends, how much fun was it to be together?
And certainly enjoyed
it. Fabulous. Thank you. We just so love seeing you.
So much, and we're so proud of your success. We're so impressed. Dear friends, all of you watching, Danini, phenomenal jewelry expressions, an amazing place to come and visit in Woodland. You would love it. I've been there many times. You could drink wine, taste wine, enjoy a new sofa, an umbrella, amazing jewelry, and recreate your lifestyle. And that's what I love of what you're promoting. So, Jerry and Larry, thank you so much
for being
with us tonight.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you. I'm waiting for you to make wine now.
That's great.
I am ready. Thank you.
We are ready. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. Thank you.